Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Thursday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. What a Thursday we have in February on the sports calendar. Of course, Canada and the U.S. tonight in Boston. Johnny Lazarus is standing by, going to get his thoughts on that matchup tonight. We also will break down the game. We'll dive into the props, the total, the side, all bunch of that. So looking forward to diving deep into that matchup tonight. Also, we'll talk plenty of college basketball. We'll look at some bracketology, or glassetology as we like to call it on this show. Some of the current 9, 10, 11, 12 seeds right now in the tournament, what those teams would look like moving forward. Also, we continue our MLB previews. We start looking at some of the NL East teams. We'll look at the New York Mets. Obviously, they acquire Juan Soto in the offseason. What do we think of the Mets? Matt Horner going to join us later on for Lions Den, get some of his picks for college basketball, and then we wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments that you guys have for us, any bets, especially in tonight's U.S. and Canada game with Johnny, let us know. Send them in. You can follow us at the BetMGM Network. You can watch the show on Twitch, on Twitter, or on YouTube as well. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Johnny Lazarus joins us. Give him a follow on X at JLazzy23, host for the NHL and Daily Faceoff as well. Johnny, we've been talking off air, man, before the show started, and just as a sports fan, I know you're a big hockey guy. This is awesome that we're getting this matchup tonight between Canada and the U.S. When you heard that this Four Nations event was going to take place and that there was a chance that we could possibly get two U.S. and Canada matchups, did you ever think that it would turn into what it's turned into?
No, and I don't think anyone would have. The fact that the entire sports world has their eyes glued on tonight's matchup is, you know, far and away what anyone could have dreamed of in this tournament. You know, you think about a 2-week pause in NHL action and players, you know, I had spoken to that didn't make the teams, you know, weren't very concerned for the tournament. They just wanted to go on a nice vacation and take their mind off of hockey a little bit. They found themselves on their couch Saturday night, wherever they were, watching that USA-Canada. And the fact that we get that again tonight, knowing that there is also NHL action back on Saturday, so there isn't a lot of rest for these guys. I mean, it's hard to like put into words what this really means. You know, I've tried to say today is like Super Bowl Sunday for hockey fans, but even in that, there's going to be a moment tonight. Like, even if this game goes to overtime, I don't think I'll have like anxiety like about the team I'm rooting for, about rooting for Team USA. I think I will just be like, oh my God, this is so sick. and we don't get this ever. And that's what I found myself thinking Saturday when Connor McDavid scored that goal. I wasn't like, oh no, like we're down 1-0. I was like, oh my God, like that was unbelievable. Like the place went nuts. You know, it this is just nothing. I've never seen anything like it. And that to me, why it's so hard to like explain this whole tournament, because it's so uncommon. It's not going to happen again. Like the Four Nations tournament is not going to become a thing. Like they'll do World Cup of Hockey, but you won't have, you know, basically a setup for USA Canada like we've had in this past week.
It's going to be awesome. And we saw these two teams, as you mentioned, play on Saturday. The U.S. a 3-1 winner in that game. Johnny, what do you think the United States did so well in that game on Saturday? That was the key to that win that obviously Canada is going to try and correct in tonight's matchup.
Well, I think for the States, they just committed to team defense. Everything in the middle of the ice was so hard for Canada, and I think they overcomplicated the game a little bit. You know, there were chances where they probably should have or could have shot in the puck where they didn't. They tried to make the extra pass, and, you know, I think a big struggle for them is really establishing their cycle. They weren't able to get the puck from low to high, and they didn't get a lot of bodies to the net. Everything that was, you know, tested on Connor Hellebuck, he was able to trap and see for the most part. You know, outside of that McDavid goal, there weren't many odd man rushes. You know, there weren't many juicy rebounds. USA did a really good job at clearing the net front and making life hard on Canada. So, you know, as simple as it sounds for Canada tonight, what they have to do is just find a way to score the ugly ones. And honestly, with the talent they have up front, those guys don't always score the ugly goals. And, you know, Team USA, I think, has the edge in that, where Canada is very top heavy. Their bottom six is nothing to sleep on. But I don't know. I love the U.S. bottom six more. And I think it showed a little bit in the last meeting. Dylan Larkin scores that huge goal, you know, to make it 2-1 off a Crosby turnover. And yeah, I just don't think the U.S. looked back. And they will be missing some toughness in the back end and Charlie McAvoy tonight. That is a huge loss. And Canada gets back Cale Makar, which is a huge gain. So that certainly changes the storyline, I guess, going in as well.
Who do you think's the biggest X factor in this game? I mean, the top line talent speaks for itself, especially on Canada, McDavid, Crosby, MacKinnon, all these guys. But usually, Johnny, in these matchups, when it's two heavyweights, it's maybe a guy on like the third line or the fourth line that ends up making a difference. Who's a name that people should keep an eye on tonight that you think could be an X factor?
Well, I think the perfect candidate for this answer, who's playing on the fourth line, the captain of the Boston Bruins, Team Canada, Brad Marchand. In Boston, you know, he is the hometown hero here when he's playing for Boston. But tonight, he's probably victim or target number one. And I think in that last game on Saturday, a game where it's chippy and physical and guys are like trying to get under each other's skin, you didn't see a lot from him. And those are the games where he usually thrives in, but I didn't think that he did on Saturday. So a guy like Brad Marchand, I expect him to have much more of an impact tonight than he may have on Saturday.
Who's the guy that you would like to score a goal tonight? If you could only pick one guy on either side, who would be your bet to score?
Oh, man. For me, like, personally, it's Adam Fox. You know, he is a friend. And, you know, this tournament has not been the best for him. He's taken a lot of criticism from you know, most people in the hockey world. He hasn't scored a lot of goals this year in the NHL either for the New York Rangers. So for him to find a way to get one tonight, he's not known for his goal scoring. I think that would shut a lot of people up, and I think it'd be great for his confidence going forward. And, you know, personally, I think it'd be awesome to see.
I think a lot of people are interested in the total of tonight's game. A great stat so far from this tournament, Johnny, is that the first period over is 6-0. So we've seen a lot of goals early. Now, obviously, the U.S. and Canada played a 3-1 game on Saturday. This has like a Game 7 feel to it. You tend to like unders in those type of games. Is that kind of where you're going? Do you see like a 2-1, 3-2 type game, or do you think we see some goals tonight?
Yeah, no, I'm thinking 2-1, you know, maybe even 1-0. The first period, I think the first 10 minutes, nobody on the ice will be concerned about the puck. I don't think we'll see three fights or any fights off the hop, but everyone's going to be throwing the body just trying to get themselves into the game. So I do have all the faith in Connor Hellebuck on the United States side. Binnington obviously has been known to perform on the big stage. You know, you can question the two goals he gave up Saturday in the last matchup, but at the end of the day, Canada only scored one. So you're not going to win a hockey game usually when you score just one goal. But to me, yeah, it's going to be a tightly checked game. Nobody will on either side will probably want to take many risks early on. So I think that we get the first goal of this game somewhere halfway between the second period, and that's when the game starts to open up a little bit. I think it's going to be, you know, very back and forth, but not many odd man opportunities for either side. So I do like the under in this game.
It's minus 110 each way, Johnny. It's a coin flip game, which I think is what makes tonight so good, right? If it was U.S. and Canada, like, it'd be awesome. But the fact that these teams are truly evenly matched, I think, is just what adds to it. So who do you like to win the game, Canada or U.S.?
Oh, man. Like, obviously, I want to say Team USA, but it is so hard to win twice in a row. Gut tells me they will pull it out, though. I do think Team USA will find a way to do it. Just because there is, you know, all the pressure in the world is on Canada. It is. And these guys usually, you know, especially McKinnon and Crosby, like, these guys can overcome it. You know, I'm not questioning their heart, their integrity, or just their ability, but something about this Team USA group speaks differently. And I don't know what it is. I don't know how to measure it. You know, all the guys in that room seem to really gel and get along well, and doesn't seem like there's any egos. And end of the day, like, Team USA has the better goalie. And I think in a game like this, you got to trust the goaltending more than anything. And I will take Connor Hellebuck over Jordan Binnington 10 out of 10 times. So I do think Team USA pulls it out.
Love it. Johnny, before I let you go, obviously the remaining rest of the regular season, the big storyline is going to be if Ovechkin can catch Wayne Gretzky and get the all-time goal-scoring record. Our friends at BetMGM have put up a line if people want to go bet it, plus 185, that Ovechkin scores 16 goals the rest of the way and breaks the record for Gretzky. What do you think? Is that worth a bet? Do you think Ovi does it?
I think he does it, PJ. And anyone who is in the D.C. area, or anyone who just, like, is a hockey fan in general, how could you not want to root for that, right? So, yeah, I think he does it. He's been scoring at a rapid rate. He gets a lot of empty netters, too. He's on the ice late in the game with a chance to seal it. I think he does it. I think plus 185 is actually a little bit should be lower. Should be, like, plus 135, if you ask me. So I would take it while you can. I like it.
Love it. Johnny Lazarus, make sure you guys give him a follow on X at JLazzy23, host for the NHL Daily Faceoff as well. Always great talking hockey with Johnny. Enjoy the game tonight, Johnny. Can't wait to watch, man. We're going to catch up soon. Look forward to it.
Thanks, PJ. Thanks, Sean. See you guys.
Absolutely. All right. Take care. Johnny Lazarus joining us here on Send It In. A lot of great stuff. All right, guys. We got some breaking news on the show right now that probably broke like 10 minutes before we went on air. Credit to our guy, Shawnee Sharp, being on top of it. But breaking from Shams, Victor Wembanyama has a form of a blood clot in his right shoulder. He's out for the season. The Spurs believe this is an isolated condition. Obviously, as sports fans, just terrible news. You're talking about one of the bright young stars in the NBA. So hopefully Wemby is okay moving forward. It's going to be interesting to see when these markets open back up, Western Conference futures, certainly Spurs win totals, and how we bet this moving forward, right? Like, do we start targeting De'Aaron Fox point props, Stephon Castle, Rookie of the Year market? That's certainly going to affect all these things. So tomorrow, if these markets are updated, certainly could take some time talking about the San Antonio Spurs and how this news affects them moving forward. As Sean's telling me that the Spurs, to make the play-in tournament, is going to be plus 200. So, I mean, Wemby does everything for them, right? He scores, he defends, he's just, the attention that he draws from the opposing defense is everything. And without Greg Popovich, too, for San Antonio, as he works through his health issues as well, it's going to be an uphill climb for San Antonio. Like, what a gut punch this is for the Spurs coming out of the All-Star break. You have De'Aaron Fox feeling like you can make a run in the second half of the season. I really wouldn't look towards betting any Spurs team futures. Again, I think probably players are the way to go, whether it's individual game-by-game props or maybe Stephon Castle, Rookie of the Year, taking on even more of the scoring load on his shoulder because of Wemby being out. So we'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow on the show. But let's get back to talking some hockey. We got USA and Canada tonight. I mean, if you're a sports fan, how can you not be excited about this game? It's just going to be incredible. I'll bring on my guy, Shawnee Sharp, and we'll do a little this or that with USA and Canada. Sean, what's the first one we got up?
Yeah, Peach, we'll start with the first one here. The money line. It's a true pick 'em. Minus 110 each way. Canada, the U.S., who you taking?
Yeah, I'm going to be that guy, folks. I'm sorry. Look, obviously, I hope the U.S. wins. I'm going to take Canada, though. I thought whichever team lost on Saturday, I was going to pick that team to win tonight if they did eventually play again, which they are. Both matchups have been minus 110. These teams are as evenly matched as it gets, and I just think that Canada dropping that game at home in Canada, now gets a chance to avenge their loss in the United States. I think they're looking forward to that. They have the big advantage. The U.S. has the big advantage in goal with Hellebuck, but I think Canada's going to find a way to do it. So I'll take Canada minus 110 tonight.
All right, next let's look at the total here, Peach. The total, as you were talking with Johnny, with is at 5.5. That's the over is plus 110 over 5.5 goals. The under is minus 130.
I'm going to take the under, Sean. I've been loving the under. I agree with Johnny, too. I really like the first period under, 1.5. You know, in a game like this, there's going to be a feeling out process. Neither team's going to want to make that big first mistake. Neither team wants to draw the or wants to get the first penalty. Neither team wants to give up the first goal. So it's going to open up a little bit, kind of second period, midway second period. But early on in this game, I think it's going to be a little bit of a slow start. So this feels like a 2-1 game, maybe a 3-2 game if we go to overtime. But I think under 5.5, I think that's the play tonight.
You just said it there, Peach. Will there be overtime? Yes is plus 310. No is minus 450.
Sean, next question. I mean, come on. Everybody who watches this show, they know I love me some overtime. And is this just not a perfect game to bet it? If I like under 5.5, they're not going to be that many goals, which increases the probability that we're going to get overtime. And it just would make sense, right? It's a pick 'em, minus 110. The whole United States and Canada and much of the world's going to be watching tonight. I really do think there's a great chance we get overtime. So I do like that at plus 310.
All right, let's go to anytime goal scorers here for the U.S. We've got Austin Matthews at plus 200 or Nathan MacKinnon for the Canadians also at plus 200.
This is a tough one. Obviously, both guys, there's a great chance that either one scores. MacKinnon's having a little better tournament. He scored in their last game against Finland, so I'll ride with MacKinnon over Matthews to score tonight if you're choosing between those two guys.
All right, again, anytime goal scorers. McJesus, Connor McDavid, anytime goal scorer for Canada, plus 210, or Jack Hughes for the U.S. at plus 280.
I would go with McDavid. Again, you know, you just ride with the superstars in this kind of matchup. McDavid was the only guy to score for Canada when these two teams played on Saturday. I think he's another great bet to score again tonight. So I would rather go with McDavid at plus 210. I think Canada, if guys score goals tonight, it's going to be the superstars. For the U.S., I think it's going to be some of their third, fourth line guys. That would be my guess tonight.
All right, let's go to the goalies here. Connor Hellebuyck over 27.5 saves is at plus 100, or Jordan Binnington over 25.5 saves at minus 125.
You know what? I'm going to go with Jordan Binnington tonight over 25.5. Everybody, myself included, is talking about what an advantage the U.S. has in goal tonight, and they do. Hellebuck's arguably the greatest goaltender in the world right now. He's playing excellent for Winnipeg this season, and if there's one area of weakness for Canada, it is in goal. You could argue that all three of the United States goalies are better than what Canada's throwing out in Binnington, but like, you don't think he's heard all that, and you don't think he's looking forward to this opportunity. U.S., I think they're probably going to create more high-danger chances than Canada's going to tonight, so Binnington is going to have to stand on his head and make a lot of great saves. I think he's going to do that, so I'll go over 25.5 saves for Binnington if I had to choose between the two goalies.
All right, two quick ones here for you, Peach. Record one plus point. Matthew Tkachuk, he's at plus 100, or Cale Makar for Canada, minus 110.
Let's go with Cale Makar. This is actually one of my favorite props of the entire night. He missed the game on Saturday. He's back tonight, and you can just see it, right? Cale Makar has an assist. He scores a goal, and everybody on X and the broadcast is talking about, see, this is the difference of what happens when you have the best defenseman in the world on your team and on the ice. So I think both are going to have great games tonight. Tkachuk's a big-time player, but if I had to choose, I'll take Cale Makar to record a point.
All right, last one here for you to record one or more assists. Jack Eichel for the United States at plus 100, or Sidney Crosby, Sid the Kid, at plus 125.
We got to go with Sid. I mean, this guy's won three Stanley Cups. He's a big game player. He lives for these moments. He's only got so many left in his Hall of Fame career. But he knows in these kind of moments his teams need him. His team needs him. And I think he's going to at least have one assist tonight, especially with all the firepower that he's got around him. So I'll go with Sidney Crosby, plus 125, to record an assist. Also remember that our friends at BetMGM have a promo for you guys for tonight's game. Check out BetMGM's Four Nations Second Chance Goal Scorer promotion tonight between the U.S. and Canada. You pick the skater you think will light the lamp first in the game. If it's not your player, but he scores the second goal of the game, you'll get your stake back. Brought to you by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. All right, from hockey, let's go to baseball and talk about the New York Mets, a team that I feel pretty good about fading for the upcoming season. Their win total is at 92.5, and I think that is way too high. I understand they got Juan Soto in the offseason, and Soto's incredible. He's one of the greatest hitters ever. I mean, truly, especially at his age, what he's already accomplished, and he still has his prime years ahead of him. I mean, it's scary to think about the kind of hitter that Juan Soto could be even over the next 4, 5, 6 years. My problem, though, is that I don't think we all really remember how bad the Mets were for like 2 months last year and even the year before that. And last year, it was just one of those magical seasons for New York where everything went right. You know, they had the grimace, they had the OMG Mets, they just had everything going for them. And talking to like a bunch of Met fans, they said that that was one of their favorite seasons in years. It's one of those seasons as a sports fan that you always remember where everything went right. They felt like the team of destiny. We get to the postseason. Pete Alonso hits that home run against the Brewers. Lindor has the grand slam against the Phillies. They just had all these magical moments. But when you really look at this lineup, you got to remember that these players haven't been very consistent throughout their careers or in their Met tenures, right? Francisco Lindor, before the second half of last season with the Mets, was not looking very good the first year and a half as a Met. Pete Alonso has pretty much been home run or bust his entire career. Mark Vientos looks like a very good young player, but I'd like to see him do it a little more consistently. Same thing with Francisco Alvarez. And again, when you have a magical season like the Mets did last year, you're pushing all the right buttons with your veterans, right? Jose Iglesias was a huge part of that team last season. He's not on their team anymore. So I just think because they're the New York Mets and they're the market that they play in and how rich their owner is, and because now they made the move to go get Juan Soto and they were in the NLCS last year, this team is way too overinflated. And they're going to get everybody's best shot this season. And the division that they play in, I mean, they're playing against the Braves, they're playing against the Phillies. I expect the Nationals to be much more improved. So this is one of my favorite win totals. I love under 92.5 wins for the Mets. I think this is probably like an 82, 83 win team. Their starting pitching even has a lot of question marks for me. Sean Manaea, Kodai Senga, Frankie Montas, like, can these guys stay healthy? Can they be elite? What remain to be seen. It's not like they have a healthy Jacob deGrom or Noah Syndergaard as the ace of their staff. So I just think because of getting Soto and the way that last season went, it's kind of clouding what this Mets team has really been for the majority of the last 2, 3 years. I think they're going to take a dip this season. So I like going under 92.5 wins for the Mets, and I like betting them to miss the playoffs at plus 225 as well. All right, let's talk some college basketball here on Send It In. Dive into some of the 10, 11, 12 seeds that we got right now as we look at some glassatology. We'll start with some of the 10 seeds. We got Ohio State, West Virginia, Texas, and BYU. These are kind of the teams that a majority of people right now have slotted in to that number 10 seed. We'll start with BYU. They've only got one win this season against a ranked opponent, and that was on Tuesday night against Kansas, who probably shouldn't be ranked at this point. BYU, they're 9-6 in Big 12 play, so they have a great conference record in a difficult league, but they really don't have any great wins. So if this team does get into the tournament, I just don't think they've shown the ability to beat enough tournament caliber teams where I would really trust them to win multiple games, let alone maybe one. So no interest in BYU. Same thing with Texas. I don't think Rodney Terry is a very good coach. They have one great player in Trey Johnson, but outside of him, this team really struggles to score. They play in the big bad SEC. We know how great that league is this year, but Texas is a team really not interested in them as well. West Virginia is interesting because they have some really good wins, especially in the non-conference. They beat Gonzaga. They beat Arizona. They won at Kansas. They beat Iowa State. But a lot of their wins early on in the season was with Tucker DeVries, who is the coach's son, Darian DeVries. They came over from Drake. And I think now the fact that Tucker is injured, West Virginia is just not the same team. So I would be a little cautious of picking West Virginia to do anything in the tournament. And then finally, Ohio State. This is a team that actually did some good things in the non-conference. They played 4 SEC teams. They went 2-2 in those games. So Ohio State, of all the 10 seeds, I think they would be the one potentially worth watching. Then you dive into the 11 seeds. You got San Diego State, Vanderbilt, Oklahoma, and Drake. Drake plays the slowest tempo in college basketball. So when we get to the tournament, we talk about matchups, and Drake certainly could be a difficult matchup for teams because of the pace at which they play. Oklahoma had a great non-conference. They were 13-0 entering SEC play. They're 3-10 in conference play. Now they got four straight ranked games coming up in SEC play. They got to try and win at least two of those games. But Oklahoma, that's a team, if they get in, I think they're good enough to win a game because they were so good in the non-conference. Vanderbilt is a fun team. They're having a good year, but they haven't really won any big games away from home. They beat Tennessee and Kentucky at home, but you get them away from Nashville, they don't have any wins against a ranked team. And then San Diego State, if you follow college basketball, you kind of know what the Aztecs are all about. Right now on KenPom, they're 126th in offense and they're 7th in defense. That's the way they build their teams. They're always going to be elite defensively. Can they get enough offense? That was a team that did beat Houston and Creighton early on in the year. So they have shown the ability to beat some pretty good teams. But that's the question. You know, they're kind of like a worse version of St. John's. You know they're going to be good defensively. Can they make enough shots to beat teams in the tournament? And then finally, some 12 seeds to keep an eye on. You have Yale. Remember, Yale beat Auburn last year in the first round. They return a bunch of those players from that team. They're dangerous. McNeese State has been in the tournament the last couple years, coached by Will Wade. They played Bama and Mississippi State really tough in the non-conference. Keep an eye on them. George Mason, they're number 15th, according to KenPom, defensively. They can really, really guard. They could be a tough out for somebody. And then UC San Diego, one of the best stories in college basketball, top 50 offensively and defensively this season, in offense and defense. They're just a great team on both sides of the floor. Keep an eye out for UC San Diego as well. All right, let's go to the Lions Den now. Check in with Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. Give Matt a follow on X at @sharp_side_ BetMGM network writer for us here. Does a great job. And Matt, kudos to you. So you have been on an absolute heater in college basketball. Definitely want to get some picks from you on tonight's slate. But let's talk about hockey first. Anything you like in U.S. Canada tonight?
First of all, I'm an American. I love my country, but I bet Canada here just because I think we have quite a bit of value at basically a pick 'em for this game. Look, there's no question Canada is the more talented team. On paper, I mean, when you have Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon playing together on the same team, I mean, they're the two best players in the world. Every single time, I'm going to be taking Canada. I know they scored one goal in that last game against the United States because, as you were just talking about, everybody knows that we have Connor Hellebuyck. He's one of the best goaltenders in the world, if not the best goaltender in the world, which is our huge decided advantage, is in the net. But I just feel like even for him, it would be almost impossible to hold Team Canada to just one goal again. Two games in a row. That lineup is just stacked. It's too good. And Jordan Binnington, as you just said, he has a lot to prove. I think if he just has a game where he's average to slightly above average, I think Canada, that should be enough for them to win this game. And I think at -110 odds to get the better team, I'm sorry to say it, but they're more talented. I think the value is there. So give me Canada here to bounce back with a win. But, you know, if USA wins, I won't be too sad about it.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Matt. All right, college basketball. Look, not a great slate as we've had the last two nights, but still some money to be had, still some bets to be made. Matt, what do you like on tonight's college hoop slate?
Yeah, so hopefully we can keep doing it this way. 7-0 the past 2 days. I literally haven't lost a wager I've given out on this show. Obviously, that's completely unsustainable, but I'm going to try my best. Tonight, I'm taking Morehead State +1.5 against SIU Edwardsville. You could take them on the money line, too. I mean, it's 1.5 points. It's a pick 'em. The Eagles have lost 5 games in a row. They failed to cover every single one of those games. They are just 2-8 against the spread in their last 10 games. Basically, they've been horrendous recently. They're taking on SIU Edwardsville, team that's 18-9 on the season. They've won 4 of their last 5 games and have covered in 3 of those games. They're just two teams that are going in completely opposite directions right now. So why is this a pick 'em? It's a pick 'em because most of the time you're going to see the team that's not obvious win the game. So give me the Eagles here on the money line, +1.5. I'd go light today because, like you said, these slates are just not great. I mean, the marquee game today is USC and Maryland, just not the greatest thing. So I would probably go maybe a half unit on this, but Morehead State, the one that stood out to me the most. And then as well, New Mexico State plus 6.5 against Jacksonville State tonight. Aggies have lost 3 of their last 5 games. They're just 9-13 ATS this season. Jacksonville State won 9 of their last 10 games, have covered in 7 of those. 6.5 just seems short to me for a team on the road that's just far worse. And I think there's a reason it's that short. So give me New Mexico State plus the 6.5 points there.
All right, very good. Matt, good luck to you, sir. Hopefully you can keep it rolling. Matt Horner, make sure you guys give him a follow on X at @sharp_side_. All the guys done has gone 7-0 the last 2 nights. Hopefully we can keep it rolling. Matt, good job, sir. Good luck to you. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Sure. Thanks, PJ.
All right, you got it. All right, guys, it's wrap of the show. PJ's plays. We will start in U.S. and Canada. My prop lock of the night is going to be Cale Makar to record a point tonight at -110. Makar's back in the lineup tonight for Canada, and that's a big deal, don't you know? We're taking Cale Makar -110 to record a point. Also, USC plus 6.5 in the first half against Maryland. Terps are on fire right now. Everybody's talking about this team as a trendy Final Four team, maybe. I'll take USC to keep it close in the first 20 minutes. And then finally, look, like Mac said, love my country. I hope the United States wins, but I'm using my head, not my heart on this one. We're going with Canada, -110, to get the win tonight over the U.S. Thanks again to Johnny Lazarus, Matt Horner today for joining the show. Enjoy Canada, U.S., folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.